Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, as always, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time an episode is released, you find out very quickly. Okay, so today we're going to get started on a very interesting subject, and that's about micro movements and the importance of micro movements. But before we do, what I'd like us to consider is movement and how much it's involved in our everyday activity. Because our body, or if we consider from a total somatic viewpoint, our soma is full of movement. From the rhythm of your heart to the peristaltic actions of your colon that move your food along, to the flow of cerebral spinal fluid that's just going all around your brain, all around your spinal cord, to the squishing and the flow of synovial fluid within your joints. And something that I'm going to just geek out and tell you about, which I think is so cool, are these little muscles called erector pili muscles. They are cool. I remember hearing about them years ago at school. And these little muscles, they actually connect to your hair follicles and your skin. So, you know, when you feel cold and you get goosebumps, that's the erector pili muscle, and it contracts. And when it contracts, it makes your hair stand up. So it creates goosebumps, but then your hair stand up, and it allows you to capture a layer of air within your hairs there to create like a little bit of layer for warmth. Isn't that cool? Aren't we absolutely amazing? I just digress there. But that's what I'm saying is that everything that we do has movement to it. So we sometimes think about big, elaborate movements, but constantly we are moving. And so that really allows us to consider and appreciate the fact that our body is always moving, even if we're sitting still. Maybe if you're listening to this, you might be in the car. And although your eyes may be moving and your hands are moving as you drive, there are so many more activities and motion that's happening within your soma as you listen to this episode. If you think you're sitting still, there's always movement. And so, as you'll be very much aware, if you've listened to many of my podcasts, and if you haven't, please check out all the previous episodes. But you'll know from previous podcasts that we have emotional patterns that occur within our soma. And these can be things such as fear or anxiety, maybe depression. And what it starts to do is create a level of body armoring. So what that body armoring starts to do is restrict full movement. And of course, we need movement in order to allow our body to move freely, to allow there to be healthy muscle memory, really healthy joints, mobility and looseness and freeness through our joints and muscles, everything really. So if we have this body armoring, it's restricting us from full movement. And it can happen from maybe an event in our life that from that event, your nervous system almost froze in time, and it created layers of body armoring to occur. And so this body armoring will limit our movement within our soma, but it also impacts our emotional makeup, our expressions. And for instance, I've just been holding a workshop recently with the Total Somatics members, and we considered, because in Total Somatics, we look at more than just movement, we look at mindset, mindfulness, we're looking at so much more. And so if we have this body armoring, we know it impacts our emotions and it impacts our expression, because there are components within our nervous system that create this pattern and this communication between our muscles and our movement and our hormones and our emotions and our expressions and our inner thoughts and our internal dialogue. We are so intertwined. And so when this body armoring occurs and it has a ripple effect with everything else, we start to move with limitations. And with limitations come joint issues, tight, tense muscles. And so that leads to pain and discomfort. And so if you think about it, we have pain and discomfort. We are fearful to move because we're in this armored position. And so this cycle is like just keeps going, and we are literally feeding into a stress response. And again, that shutdown mechanism within our system. So our movement becomes more restricted. And that's why within Total Somatics, I actually teach you how to become embodied. So when I say that, I mean how we can learn to sense and feel and create calmness and safety and basically a grounding from the inside out. Because what can happen is people can try and talk themselves into feeling better. They can cognize and try and problem solve just within their head. And what they've done is they've disconnected from their neck down. They're no longer embodied or mindful of what is happening. And they will try and answer. And I've seen some incredibly amazing people over the years that have done lots of talk therapy, and they've just not connected with their internal systems. And so when you teach them how to truly be embodied, it's wonderful and so rewarding to see how that eureka moment comes and they start to actually inhabit and feel comfortable from the inside out rather than just living in their head. And so this is where I want to kind of start to look at the benefits of micro movements. Because for many years, over the years, I've worked with many wonderful people around the world. And what can happen is people can be very fearful, very anxious about moving. Again, if they've had a lot of pain, maybe fibromyalgia, all of these aspects. And because of the sort of mechanism of a shutdown or a body armoring or this frozen response that can happen within their system, what happens is their muscles learn to stay chronically tight. Your brain knows how to get tighter. It's forgotten how to release, soften the muscles and let go. And so we start to live in a tighter body. And so without total somatic movement and without pandiculation, people just start to lose muscle memory. They just, all their brain knows how to do is to communicate to the muscle and to say, stay contracted. So your muscle memory gets forgotten. So your muscles forget when to contract, when to release. They forget that when you want to bend over to pick a bag up, that one side of your body should contract while the other side learns to lengthen and release. That's effective and efficient movement. That's muscle memory. When one side's contracting, the other side is lengthening and releasing. That's how we should be moving. But from that lockdown frozen sensation, we can just be walking around as if we've got armor on. Like you think of a medieval knight in full armor. We can be walking around really stiff and rigid. So when we start with micro movements, we feel very safe and confident because we're in control here. We start to just explore and become curious and notice where we can take, what kind of range of movement we can take. And if we've had a lot of pain, a lot of fear around movement, this is where micro movements allow us to start to just feel where we can go without feeling like we're stimulating any stress responses or we're causing muscles to cramp and spasm because we're taking that movement too far. And you see, with micro movements, to the outside, it barely looks like you're moving. But I just want to reassure you that if you are somebody that's doing micro movements, you have a symphony of an incredible orchestra of all sorts of things happening. Your nervous system is learning how to release those frozen states or that body armoring. You're learning regulation strategies for your nervous system. You're starting to sense and feel that it's safe to move again. You're in control here. You're learning to, again, feel sensations. We've mentioned before many, many times about collecting data, raw data from your internal world. And these sensations, we don't put stories to them. We just notice the sensations and we work within those sensations. If it feels uncomfortable, we just rein it back a little bit. And we're starting to widen our bandwidth of movement and capacity in our nervous system to feel comfortable, to feel calm, feel centered and grounded. So important. So you see, micro movements outwardly might not look a lot, but inwardly it's doing a lot to reshape our nervous system so that we start to feel more centered, grounded, and happy to actually notice these sensations instead of feeling fearful or nervous to move. And so let me just also share with you that the smaller the movement, the more attentive we can be to our somatic movements. And when we're using this in our practice, we gather more. I often say to people, it's a bit like if you drive a car and you're driving really fast, you don't really notice so much. Whereas if you just tootle along and drive really slow in your car, you start to notice so much more. It's exactly the same with our total somatic movements and our pandiculations. If we slow it right down, we're regulating your nervous system. We're learning the power of pausing. We're learning the power of pandiculation. We are noticing so much more sensations and feelings when we go slower. We're allowing ourselves time to gather that data and also learn how to create efficient muscle memory. Because until now, we've been locked down in a frozen stress response. And when we become more aware and we can sense and feel and read what's happening within our soma, that means we become embodied. So when we become embodied, we are mindful and sensitive and noticing what is going on from the inside out. And so this is where I'd like to just extend an invitation to you that if you would really love to know more about how to be truly embodied with my support, my guidance within Total Somatics, please go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page, and you'll find there that if the membership doors are open for the Total Somatics membership, please come on in, join the beautiful people from all around the world. If the membership doors are currently closed, please leave your details there on the wait list. And when we open the membership doors, you will be the very first to find out. The membership doors only open a few times throughout the year for a few days. And that's so that I can be fully focused on taking care of the members within the Total Somatics membership. So if you've been sitting on the fence for a while and wondering if to join or not, please put your details on the Join Now page at totalsomatics.com. When all the details come through to you, when enrollment opens, the next time we open the doors, please check that out. You will find that, again, there is so much that I can support you with. We can go so much deeper. And if you've been watching my podcast for a while, I really love hearing your feedback. But if you're not in the membership, do come on in, because you will benefit on such a deeper level. And also you will get to really understand so much more of what is happening from the inside out. So I hope you and I can meet very, very soon. I'm here to serve you, to support you. And that's what Total Somatics is all about. So until next time, all my love, all my very best wishes. Don't forget to start those micro movements. Start again, allowing that symphony of amazing things to happen in your body. And I will love you, and I will leave you, and I will see you very, very soon. So take care. And again, totalsomatics.com. Click on the Join Now page. Come and join me and all the beautiful people from around the world that are in the membership. So until next time, take care. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.